It's 81 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. In the aftermath of Winter Storm Fern, when hundreds of thousands of Nashvillians lost electricity, many asked the question, why can't we just bury the power lines? Could that prevent storm outages? So WPLN's Cynthia Abrams sought out the answer for our Curious Nashville series.
The bottom line is that moving our cables underground is expensive, says Knoxville-based Wade Sexton. He's with the National Utility Contractors Association.
You're looking at $1 million to $2 million per mile.
So, with thousands of miles of power lines in Nashville, we're talking billions of dollars. And customers, along with their electric bills, would be on the hook for some of that.
You know, these utility companies, they're not profit centers. They don't generate any profit. They just pass everything through. The money's got to come from somewhere. It's got to come from the customers, the ratepayers.
And underground only really works if complete neighborhoods buy in. Otherwise, overhead power lines are still connected to the buried ones. And if part of a system goes down in a storm, the effort could be in vain.
You spent this money, you've done all this stuff, you've done everything to get your neighborhood put underground, but the next guy didn't, and your power's still out.
That's not to say that buried lines can't be a solution sometimes. Sexton says it's a good option for new construction, maybe just not a system-wide reset. Nashville Electric Service is dedicating $3 million towards an underground feasibility study. The utility also says it will pilot buried lines in 4 neighborhoods. Those locations will be decided next month. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
To learn more about the possibility of buried lines, check out the latest Curious Nashville episode wherever you get your podcasts. Tennessee still uses the state constitution ratified in 1870. Now, there's a photo album of the men involved in that constitutional convention at the Tennessee State Library and Archives. The museum's Friends of nonprofit bought the photo album from Fleischer's Auctions, an antiques collector that often works with museums nationwide. The Fleischer's listing explains this was the state's third and final constitutional convention. It took place in the Reconstruction era. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.